forward with the Wyoming Cowboy basketball team. 7 points last night in a tough loss to San Diego State. Alan Herndon joining us here on the program. Al, what's happening today, man? How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing all right. It was a tough one last night for you guys, and you knew it would be a tough game against San Diego State. But I'm curious, how long, you know, for you and I guess for the team, does it take you to put those games behind you, put a loss behind you?
I would hope that it just takes us the next day to get over that loss and, you know, move on to the next team. Because that's what we have to do in order to try to get better and take it day by day.
Is that something you kind of have to learn? Because, you know, I know you guys are all really fierce competitors. I know when I was playing ball, I was a fierce competitor, and you hate to lose, and that's the one thing you don't want to do. Was that a hard thing to kind of learn to do? Because you know it's eventually going to happen, just to put stuff behind you and move on?
It is definitely hard, and I don't know if I have it yet now in my career. I hate losses, but, you know, the coaches will always tell you, you just got to move past it, just make the adjustments that you had from the loss and try to get better.
Did you get the feeling last night that they just kept running the same guy out of the court one after another, like they were all cloned?
I don't know if I would say that they were all clones, but they definitely all are big guys, strong and tough. So, you know, it kind of seemed like that at times, but they're definitely different in their own respects.
You know, it was, and Josh kind of answered this in the post game, talking about a similar game to the first one, being similar because they're the same team as the first time around. But was San Diego State any better, any different from the first time that you played them? It's been a long time since you played them back on December 30th, but were they any different?
I wouldn't say that they were too different. They attacked the offensive glass, get boards that way. The one thing that I guess was different is that they shot a lot better in the second game, and we should have been prepared for that, you know, going into it. But, you know, you try to limit the other things as much as you can, and who knew that it was going to be that night for them shooting, but, you know, they definitely came out and were focused.
How's the ankle today?
It's good. You know, I'm still living, walking around on it, so I'm not quite dead yet.
Oh. That's always good.
Yeah, that's not exactly the ringing endorsement we were looking for. I'm not dead.
I'm not dead. Yeah. I would hope not. Yeah, it was just an ankle, right?
Your ankle. I'm not dead.
What happened? Really? What happened there? Did somebody kind of get roll up into you? What happened?
Yeah, the reason I say that, because, you know, the way I react, people are, you know, assuming that I was not going to play and everyone was freaking out. You know, I'm fine, but, you know, he just landed on it, and I was trying to step away, and it just rolled up on me. So it's fine, but, you know, just getting some treatment, and I'm not going to miss any time, so I'll be fine.
I hate to say this, but there was sort of a little bit of a gasp from the crowd when you went down. But it wasn't anything close to the gasp that went from the crowd when Josh went down. And I thought
that's harsh.
I thought there were people that were, you know, going to jump off the balcony when he went down last night.
Yeah, I thought the fans were definitely trying to kill the refs. You know, they thought it was a foul, and I was kind of scared for the refs for a second. You know, anytime that happens to someone of his caliber, you know, people were going to be worried even more. But I felt the concern when I went down, so, you know, I took it.
You felt a little concern, right? Not it didn't go up. You're a good sport, Alan.
You just want to be in that position when you're a senior to get that kind of concern that Josh got last night.
Hey, if I'm doing that, I'm doing the right thing in my career.
Okay. Alan Herndon joining us here in the Sports Zone. So now you move on, you go to Vegas, and you got the win over them the first time around, but this is a much different team too. They got a new coach. They are beat up. I think right now they've got 6 scholarship players playing right now. What have you noticed from Vegas, from UNLV, since the first time you played them?
You know, they're still a talented team. You know, they just got to get over a few humps that they have. But they're still, you know, very talented, can leap out the gym. So I don't expect too much different from them other than maybe some actions that they run from a coaching standpoint. But they're still essentially the same, very tough team.
I was watching their game against Boise State Tuesday night, and you know they were hanging right with Boise, much to what you were just saying about them being a talented team. But you know, midway through that second half, that you could tell they got gassed. Not to give away a game plan or anything, but would you like to get up and down the floor and try and run them out of the gym and get them gassed with the lack of depth that they do have right now?
That might be a possibility. I think, you know, we try to run and get a quick shot if we can. But at the end of the day, we just want to make sure we take care of the ball, limit turnovers. And then when they come down, make them play the full 30 seconds if possible when they have the ball on offense. So that's pretty much what it is going in, just defense and, you know, taking care of the ball as it always has been.
I was going to say, I think you can gas them just as fast if you guys run your offense and make them play defense, because they don't like to do that, number one. And number two, if you can, you know, make them run their offense and not let them run on you, I think that makes them work harder than just getting up down the court does.
It definitely does. They're running rebels for a reason. They like to get up and down the court, and they're very quick and athletic and very good at doing it.
You remember the last time you were on that Thomas and Mack floor, right? It was a pretty good moment for you guys, right?
Oh, yeah, I love that moment. It's still engraved in my memory.
Where's all the Mountain West Championship stuff, the ring, do you still have the net, the hat, and all that kind of stuff? Where's that at in your place?
it's hanging up. It's away in storage. I wore it a few times, but I don't know. It's so precious to me that I got to make sure I don't lose it and I take care of it.
You don't wear the ring just walking around school if you're out or something like that, showing it off, things like that. You don't want to lose that thing?
Honestly, for the first week I did, but after that I was like, you know what, I'm kind of paranoid. I'm just going to go ahead and put this away, put it back in the box, and just let it sit there and enjoy its time.
So we had Josh Adams on the show, I believe it was Tuesday, out, and we were talking about Jason McManaman, and he brought out the nickname T-Town Sniper to us. We like the McManimal. Which one do you like better, McManimal or the T-Town Sniper?
McManimal was just a great one, just because in the way in which he got it, you know, the dunk, it was just so amazing. And to this day, J-Mac jokes that he didn't know he was going to do that. He just blacked out and dunked the ball. Next thing you know, he looked up on the replay and saw what actually happened. But the Torrington Sniper is just because he's deadly from three. It seems like this guy never misses in practice. I hate having to go against him, just because you can be playing the greatest defense of all time, have a hand in his face, and still the shot's going up and he's making it. He has a quick trigger, so I think I like the Torrington Sniper a little bit better.
Al, you know, there's a big controversy going out right now because of a game in the Pac-12 last night where Colorado beat Arizona and Colorado stormed the floor, and the Arizona coach is all upset about it and everything. Are you in favor or not in favor of court stormings?
Me personally, I do like the aspect of it, you know, after a big win, just having the fans cheer around you. But I do see the concern with, you know, people getting trampled and the opposing team not being able to get off the court. But I personally do like it, just because I've been a part of one. And, you know, it's fun to have the fans around you. You're jumping around and you're just embracing the moment.
Very good. Alan Herndon joining us here in the Sports Zone. Al, we appreciate the time. Know you got to get to practice, and have a safe trip to Vegas, and hopefully you guys pick up the win. Thanks, man.
All right, thank you.
Thanks,
Take
Al.
It easy. There you go.